The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Art Talk Golden Bay with Grant Knowles, where I talk to the artists about their art practice, what inspires them, their journey, and all their little secrets and passions. So come on a journey of discovery to find out firsthand the world of art, brought to you by the Art Vault Takaka. Good morning and welcome to Art Talk. In the studio this morning I have Penny Ralph. Welcome, Penny.
Asanare, Grant.
Great
nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. Hey, Penny, you grew up in Australia, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you've been in New Zealand for quite a while.
Probably 30 years now.
And that must have been, you must have been in Golden Bay most of that time?
All of that time, really.
Yeah. Okay, what brought you to Golden Bay?
I was sharing a studio with a friend that met and was marrying a Kiwi, so I came over to her wedding, walked the Abel Tasman track afterwards and started woofing at Awaroa Lodge in the gardens there, making sort of sculptural creatures with all the hay and the freedom and nature, feeling that it was absolutely good for my soul to be here, and I really never left. I met John, my partner, maybe a month before my ticket expired, a year later, and went back to Perth and then came back here to live. I've been here ever since.
Wow, that's a kind of slightly familiar story to a lot of people, isn't it? Really? You've probably heard this a few times now. Other people have done that. Whoops.
Yeah.
And you got Stuckaka and stuck in Takaka.
Yeah. It's a very soulful place that, you know, like I'd been living in the city, and to suddenly realise what the moon and the stars and this, you know, earth was doing, and the forest and birds, you know, it were re-enlivened me.
So that's interesting. You've come from a sort of urban environment where it's kind of a bit sterile, but probably influenced you in a different sort of way with your art, and you've come into nature and it's totally kind of bloomed you.
Mm. I think when I was working in public art work and at the gallery and had my studio in Northbridge right in the city, and when I came here, I actually wondered what the need for art was, because everything was, you know, just beautiful as it was.
Well, that's a really interesting observation. And the first time I saw your art was at Bay Art.
Mm-hmm.
In 1960.
I don't think so, but
there was this beautiful person holding a bowl, or the bowl was on the head, or with a hand out. It was quite different, and you won.
I know, I was very amazed. And yeah, that was, I had come from Perth working with concrete as a sort of a base to sculptural work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came here, I noticed that John Cherney had his tank making with concrete sort of site just as you head out towards Collingwood on the corner there. So I approached him to see if I could, you know, work alongside him or in the space there and carry on with the concreting. So I straight away started exploring that sort of ferro cement technique that they use to make the tanks with.
Right. Had you done ferro cement before?
No, not ferro cement.
Ah,
yeah.
So what were you doing in Perth with concrete then?
We were using it as the sort of foundation of sculptural work. So precasting them into the sandpit, digging out shapes, pouring the concrete in with steel armature or coming, you know, mm-hmm. set into it. And then we were doing sculptural work with recycling plastics and found objects, domestic found objects. And
so quite different, but quite interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So ferro cement, it took off a little bit for you, didn't it, after the winning the Bay Art, and away you went. And did a few workshops?
Yeah, I've done quite a few workshops in ferro cement over the years. Yeah, one I particularly liked was at Ben Carey Farm Park when that was there, and we sort of focused it around in the same way, using the concrete as a base to support the armature and then building up from there, and using the animals as inspiration. That was probably my favourite one, I think.
Yeah, I did a course with you a long time ago.
Did you?
Yes. It was one of those unemployment courses, doing art or something, and I remember coming along, and it was all about form, and I just wanted to fill the form in. I didn't get it, not then. And I was just the exercise was build this wire form. It wasn't about covering it with anything. And, I did a big sort of flying thing that I ended up plastering it. It's form, eh? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I see you've got a great ferro cement piece at your letterbox, actually.
Oh, it started.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's still in the work in progress, that one.
Yeah, the thing I found, I mean, concrete's such a heavy medium, but it's so incredible. You can have such strength in, you know, like a few millimetres and capture a sort of the spontaneity of finger painting right on it, and it's set there forever type of thing. But, you know, the weight of it is so... It's so heavy, it just makes me realise that the more attention you pay to the form, the less of the concrete you need to have, so you lighten that effect. So, yeah, it's sort of different from painting where you let it evolve with the concrete. To me, it feels like it's good to visualise what it is that you actually want as closely as possible.
Yeah, and what I do like about the concrete too, though, is it's got that sort of texture, that rough texture, and things like moss and stuff grow all over it and give it that organic feel. That's the exciting thing for me.
Yes, yeah, it is very stone-like, and I think there was a time where I was excited to explore all the oxides and the colours, and you can get any blue, orange, you know, but I really actually like the grey for that.
Yep, definitely.
It always looks
it's honest.
Natural, and it's like honest. You say. Yeah, it glows.
Yeah.
It's alive.
Yeah, throw a bit of yogurt on it and see what happens, right? So you obviously like a lot of good artists, moved on and evolved and worked with other mediums, and you've kind of taken this journey, probably doing some art, but probably having a real job to survive. And where are you at now? Well, where's that journey taken you?
Well, since concreting times. Mm. I still do it, actually.
Do you?
Yes. My latest one with the massive big vases when my son was got married, to hold big bouquets of things. But yeah, I have a love hate relationship with the medium, so I sort of let go of it for a bit and then come back to it. And yeah, there's always something left over from last time that steers the new direction on from. So it goes along as well as the painting now, and
Do you want to share your formula? What mix do you put in? How much concrete, sand, silica, dolomite? What is it? Because it's a little bit different than just making concrete and putting a driveway in, right?
Yes, depends what you're making. The last when we were making our house, I've made quite a lot of terrazzo, which is that very beautiful polished concrete that you see in, you know, Italian cafes in Perth and on their flooring, where they use a brass strip to virtually like a line drawing, and then infill that and then grind it back to a sort of shiny polish. So say that incorporates other lumps of stone, pebbles, glass, recycled glass. So you want the mixture of the cement to be probably 3 to 1 or 1 to 1 sometimes. It can even be 2 to 1.
Right.
But if I'm in ferro cementing, I'm probably use more like a 3-to-1, use that fine silica sand, washed it, makes a big difference. And then yeah, 1-to-1 is quite strong, but you can use that quite thinly to sort of add a finishing layer over the top of things. So it varies, depends on what it actually is you're doing.
Do you ever use clay in it?
Clay, no. Clay can weaken the strength of concrete, whereas if you add stone or steel rod or wire, it actually strengthens it.
Right. And what about dolomite lime? I've been told that works really well.
Yeah, so I've tried different silica sands and the granite sands, and I haven't tried dolomite so much, but people do use it for plastering, like surfaces and things like that, that more limey-based one.
So it might be with fish. So you built your house with it?
No, I've used it inside it.
Ah, cool. Okay. Yeah.
You know, the house is wood.
Oh, right. Yes, well.
Hello, John.
Yeah, right. And wood is absolutely what we standardise, but I bet it's not just a standard old house.
No.
And you've opened a studio recently.
Yes. We've opened Bayview Gallery, which is a combination of John's wood making and my plastering, and it's a small space, looks over the beauty of Liger Bay, John has been working, we're both working during the winter. I've been painting, John's been turning his lovely bowls and UFOs, and
right, so that's in Liger Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it signposted at all?
Yes, there is a sign.
Yep,
just next to the Martenga Road turnoff.
Okay.
And we're have been open between 11 and 5 on the weekends, probably for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday over Easter time too.
Okay, brilliant.
Mm.
So, you're getting a few visitors through?
Yes, it's been very nice. Very nice to re-meet old acquaintances, meet new people, the people that are sort of have their batches or bought some land there and just moving into the area.
Yep.
Friends, of course, been a lovely support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Golden Bay's full of artists, as we keep getting told. And, you know, we all know each other. And it's easy just to get sort of lost in the ozone and work away on your own as, you know, in isolation. And it's really nice to sort of come back to the... Oh, here I am.
Yes, I've really, over the last 20 odd years, my community has been schools and early learning centres and the families and the colleagues that has really sustained me and my creativity. And when I finished there, I sort of felt a missing of that connection back into the wider community. So opening the gallery has been lovely in that way. Mm.
Great, and it's good to have you back. And so from here, do I see workshops coming along, or do I see just more work in your own gallery and other galleries, or public works, or what do you think you might end up kind of, or is it just unknown and yet, and you're following your heart?
Well, I'm actually looking forward to winter again. I just absolutely love that, you know, that. Painting, quiet space, or some Spotify actually, and music and fire going, and very meditative sort of in quiet conversations and time. So to me that's, I would hold that as another making time.
Yep.
And then reopen the gallery again with the summer.
Yeah, well, that's kind of standard for a lot of people in Golden Bay, you know, right, summer's over, quick, go and fill up the stock again and see what sold and see what didn't sell and what works, what doesn't work, and be inspired by what you've just experienced over the summer, right?
Yeah, I can see how that fits into the rhythm of the seasons and the,
And you're still inspired by nature, I take it?
I think that's a conversation I'll have forever.
Yeah.
I would never get tired of that one.
So the urban stuff is kind of, you know, in the background or pops up occasionally?
I don't feel that I relate to it anymore as I used to.
Lived in Golden Bay too long.
Yes, I think so, maybe.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
No.
So, Penny, look, I do appreciate your time here and I really appreciate what you do. Have you got a website?
I haven't got a website. I am in the process of connecting in with Bayman and Ollie doing the Kete Mohua, which they are amazing and very talented, and I look forward to seeing that.
So I had a meeting with Bayman today, actually.
Oh.
Hannah and I did, about the gallery. So, it's exciting stuff, and I see the future as being pretty good for Golden Bay for the artists and stuff, so on that one.
Yes, and I worked with an amazingly wonderful art mentor during the winter too, who encouraged me to get an Instagram site. So I'm just have set that up only with my work on it, really.
Yep, no, that's good.
I'm not sure how to upload particularly well or attend to it, but I'm learning.
Yeah, that's all right. That's exactly that's all you need to do, and just get it out there and get your work into the world to see, be seen, and then they can come and buy it from you or not. Commissions. Do you do commissions?
I haven't had a commission, so I'm not sure how I'd relate to that. But yeah.
So if someone wants a 40-foot elephant in their backyard or a whale in the playground?
Well, only through public artworks,
Yeah.
That's the only sort of commission work I've done.
Yeah, because people can see your work in Takaka. I think you worked with some children. And you made a big mandala just outside the
old library
site, which is now the
Well, I guess it's an Anzac Park sort of connection, but it's near Zentech and
it's all
sort of just in the middle of nowhere in the pavement.
Yeah, just randomly popped in there.
Yeah.
And may it stay there too, because it's great. People stop and look at it, and I see people photographing it quite often.
Oh, okay. It has lasted quite well, I'm pleased to say.
Yeah.
And the other one that Beatrice and I worked on was the Motueka Museum in the front of that. That was a community artwork too, with mosaic and concrete pieces.
Right, okay, yep. So people will be listening from Motueka. Now they know where it came from, who did it. That's great. Well, maybe a few more of those will come our way from you.
I hope so. I've sort of re-enlivened my sort of desire to incorporate artwork back into the environment. Seeing it.
Here at the Work Centre, there's a path all the way around the Work Centre, and it's got these lovely green and white leaves in it, and I think they might have been yours too.
That was that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
When Chris Finlayson was landscaping with a group of...
It was Peter.
Students.
Yep.
Doing all that paving.
I did it. I was one of them.
Oh, cool.
That's why I remember it. Yeah. And you're winning, and the last thing is you're winning sculpture, the one that won by art. Still lives here at the Work Centre, right outside our studio door.
Yes. Fancy that.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. It's a great place for it. Public art. Penny, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate you coming in.
It's my pleasure, Grant.
I appreciate it, and I really wish you and John all the best in the gallery. So if people are driving through... Lager Bay.
Yep. Mm.
And they look on there, they stop looking at the sea and they stop looking at the road. we don't really encourage that, but and you swing your head to the right, you'll see a sign that says, what's it called?
Bayview Gallery.
Bayview Gallery.
And it's this lovely snaky road that goes right to the top. We're just at the top there on the right, and you'll see another sign at the driveway. And don't be disorientated. There's sort of flags leading you down towards the past all the fruit trees and the veggie garden to the gallery. So,
oh, yeah. Good. I'm going to get over there soon before you close for the winter, after Easter, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Good. So if you're over here for Easter, come and see it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Great. Hey, thanks, Penny.
Thanks, Grant. Pleasure.
Thank you for your company today. You've been listening to Art Talk Tākika with me, Grant Knowles. We've been talking to artists about their inspirations, passions and journeys. Art should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Brought to you by Art Vault Tākika.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.